T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What has been the one thing that you've seen this year that they're trying to improve on from last year?
Well, I think it's really the continuity. I think, you know, that offensive line, we had so many people on the offensive line. I still think, you know, and it's funny, and I catch grief for it when I talk about it, but the identity, you know, I think they're still searching for their identity. They have not played a clean game yet. They have not gone out there and done all three phases in a way that I think, you know, a coach would come into a locker room and go, we did it today. We put everything together. So they're still searching for that. And I think, you know, when you search for that, you search for that team's identity. I think we found kind of an identity in the second half. We do some things at halftime that are very similar to last year. I've been in that coach's office for 2 years. When they go in there at halftime, and these coaches are very good at adjustments, and I think that really does show the confidence that the team comes back out, the success they've had coming out of the third quarter, coming out of halftime into the third quarter. And I think their struggle right now is to find that kind of continuity and focus at the beginning of the game. And I don't think it'll be any more important than it will be this week coming out in the first half like they have been coming out in the second half. You just can't get behind down at LSU, and you know that the Tigers are going to come out focused in that first half.
College Football Hall of Famer Kevin Butler joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Kevin, I know it has to make you smile that, you know, Georgia has only trailed for 15 seconds this year, but they have such a great weapon in their kicker in Rodrigo, and it's a game where, you know, this may be the first test where they need a guy like that. Like I said, I would have to imagine it makes you smile to see Georgia, you know, have a weapon of that caliber and what Rodrigo has done for that team.
Well, it really does make me smile, and I couldn't be more proud of where Rod has come from. You know, 2 years ago, he was really struggling to kind of gain confidence, and that's really the easiest way to say it. He had the tools, but when they're not going well and they're not being consistent, it's very hard to create confidence. So he got better in that frame because he started practicing better. Once you start practicing better and you have a foundation out there for practice, it gives you the ability to get better. A lot of coaches in college and in pros take kickers and send them off to another field, and they think it's a magic field, and these guys come back and they're going to be better. You've got to have a foundation and structure to your practice as a kicker, just like you do as a quarterback and a lineman. Athletes respond to that, and I think Rodrigo certainly has responded to that. He's got a set routine he does now, and that breeds confidence. And then he goes out on the field and has success. Nothing breeds confidence more than having that success on the field. You know, the adversity comes when you miss one and you got to get back out there. And luckily, Rod hadn't been put in that situation this year. He's had pretty good leads out there. And when we have it, he's gone out there and hit the big field goal. So he's in a great place, and it certainly is a weapon for a team. Anytime you cross your bonus 40 and you get to that 35 and you know you're going to get three out of it, that does a lot for an offensive line. That does a lot for play calling. And Georgia has that ability to do that with Rodrigo's success.
Yeah, and he's—I love watching him kicking. And of course, he's held to your standard because you are the standard of kicking, followed by Billy Bennett. My last question for you—we've got about a minute. What is your opinion on this two quarterback situation that Georgia has right now?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's something that certainly the quarterbacks have to buy into. I think Kirby and his staff do an unbelievable job of selling that concept while they recruit. And, you know, I look no further than the running backs. Our running backs buy into the running by committee. I think they see the success that a Gurley's had, that Chubb's had, that Sony's had, that we put running backs in a position to play at the next level because we don't beat them up. When I played, Herschel ran that ball 30 to 40 times. He was a different breed. You know, Bo Jackson did it down there. But as we've gone through, you know, the Emmitt Smiths, and you get up into the running backs nowadays, it's much more physical, and they can beat themselves out of it, out of a chance to play in the NFL. And I think quarterbacks are seeing that now. And I think Kirby has done a great job with Justin and Jake. I think right now that Jake is clearly the starter. I think that Justin has all the tools to be the starter. But I think, you know, the time that Jake's been here, it's put him a little bit ahead of Justin. There's things that Justin does that Jake will never do. And there's things that Jake does now that Justin will learn how to do. Justin's physical and athletic ability puts him in a different class. But Jake is a great runner. But Jake likes to read 1, 2, 3, 4 and maybe come back to 1, whereas I think Justin right now is read 1, 2, and then he's taking over himself. And that poses a heck of a problem to a defense to have to prepare for both of them. And they're doing a great job. As long as they keep playing it, it's just going to make it tougher for Georgia's opponents.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.